made to center by our funny car number one qualifier Matt Hagan, who had a 3.913 at 324.75 miles per hour during Q2 on Friday. How important was it for you to get that Q4 run in with some conditions you're going to see tomorrow?
Yeah, and I almost wear my blonde wig up here so you guys would be kind of constant with seeing the same thing all the time, you know. But it's all important, you know. Right now we're having some issues with wear on the clutch and some different things like that. I think that the new body is just a little bit of a learning curve. You know, it's going to be way better. It's just, you know, we got to make some adjustments with wear, with primary and some different things like that. The car's running great, obviously, you know, number one qualifier, but there's some things that we still are learning about this new Hellcat body. So with that being said, I think we got some good data to work off of. We're just going to have to kind of figure out, you know, as far as some clutch wear and some different things like that, what the car wants, you know. So you're so used to with these other bodies in the other car, you know, we're 40 pounds lighter now. The tanks are moved around, the fuel tank's back, we got fireballs on the back. So it's just a little bit of a different setup than what we're used to. So the car is asking for something a little bit different. But every run we make with it, we're learning from it. It's obviously going to be a better combo. And I feel confident about it. I mean, tough draw with Cruz Petrie on tomorrow, man. Like, it's like, I'm like, damn, you know, like, but it's just what it is, man. I mean, he's a good leaver, good driver kind of stuff. But there ain't no easy rounds out here, you know, so you just kind of, you get through them one round at a time and just take it like that all day on Sunday.
Works for me. Cool. Thanks, man.